Hi and welcome to 647. Six stories for 7 a.m. because there's a famine of truth in our land, and this is your quick news fix. And the truth starts now, and it's Monday, and the tapas bar is open. And because it's Monday, there'll be no sangria, right? Get with the program, get back in the saddle, and let's get going. So, what have we had this weekend? Church shootings. Better get used to it. Okay, that we're in this environment where we're battling good against evil. And evil is having its way with people, especially people who are wounded, people who are not able to defend themselves. And in this case, we've got two Iraqi war vets. I don't know about the guy in Michigan in terms of what his background is. We're finding out more about the guy in North Carolina who pulled up to a dockside restaurant and just started shooting. But he had multiple TBIs, traumatic brain injury, and severe mental health issues. And you know what? The VA is not getting it done for these people. And I hear it over and over and over again from working with Healing the Hero and Dan Jarvis. And these guys tell the same story. They go for help. They get told, come back in months. And then they get handed a bag of downers. And that's it. No follow-up. And so that basically is saying, thanks for your service. We don't give a damn about you now. Okay? That has to stop. And so hint, right? There's a way to heal these folks that doesn't require medicine, and all you have to do is get in touch with Healing the Hero, okay? That's step one. Step two is for President Trump to man up, throw the United Nations off our soil, and redevelop that property for a veteran village, and let veterans have a symbol and see that if you want to understand what they've given to our country, it's not going to Arlington and staring at all the crosses, okay? It is going to a living monument to them where they can be and thrive and be with one another and get the right kind of help. It's not the right kind of help that everything in our government is completely compromised by Big Pharma. It's an obscenity. All right. That's a nice, fun way to start out a Monday. Government shutdown. That's coming tomorrow, Tuesday, right? And this is going to be an absolute roller derby. It's going to be crazy. And Trump has basically said, yeah, Chucky, you're not going to threaten me anymore with running the press cycle. Nobody's following the press cycle. And you're not getting $1 trillion from me to go blow on all your nonsense. And Hakeem, take a hike. Okay, so you guys aren't serious. We're not going to deal with you. So that's the deal. And Republicans, their statement is that Dems are going to pay a huge price for this. You know why? Because this is going to be the opportunity to fire all kinds of lefty lifer bureaucrats. They're just all going to get pink slipped. So can't beat it. It's called smaller government, right? That's our dream, not their dream. Their dream is big government and a monolithic election where it's a one-party system and everything starts looking like California, where nothing is going right. All right. Except there is a revival going out on there, and there's all kinds of people getting baptized in the ocean out there. Of course, you don't see that on the press. You don't hear about it. But it's a huge thing. I think it's called Baptize California. So they don't want you to know this information, okay? That's why we're here. All right. I want to shout out to the owner of Steak and Shake in Rome, Georgia. This guy's name is Wayne Robinson. And the day that Charlie Kirk was murdered, he contacted his business partner and they designed a sign, a tribute to Charlie, and it was up the next day on 9/11, a massive billboard along the highway in Rome, Georgia. Huge picture of Charlie in black and white, and underneath it, it says, "Stand up, speak out, stay bold." This guy did not wait to lick his finger and check which way the wind was going to blow. He didn't worry about how people were going to perceive this. He did the right thing because he's a patriot and because he knows who Charlie is and because he knows this is evil trying to stamp out good. And that's what is going on all around you right now. Whether you're in Michigan going to church, whether you're going out to dinner in North Carolina, you've got to have your head on a swivel now because the attacks are going to come from all different directions. And it's not good enough to be sheep. All right? It's time to be lions. So we're trying to wake the lions. There's no way to wake the sheep. They're always going to be sheep. But if you're a lion, then you should be packing when you go out to dinner. I'm packing when I go to church. I sit in the back to be the first line of defense from any clown that comes in. Okay? I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to worship armed, but it's the world we live in now. Get with the program. All right. Pete Hegseth. I have to add a disclaimer now because I got so badly played last week. I saw this thing on X. It was billed as Lady Gaga writing this and singing this beautiful tribute to Charlie, and I got totally sucked in. The song was beautiful. Her voice was beautiful. The only thing that didn't make any sense was why would Lady Gaga totally piss off everybody who follows her, who hates Donald Trump, who hates conservatism, who hates Christianity, why would she do it? It's suicide. Well, I don't have confirmation, but my web engineer immediately I sent to him, he goes, "Yeah, I think you just got AI, dude. So be cautious." Be cautious. It looked exactly like her. It sounded exactly like her. And the song was fantastic. So I got suckered. Now, am I going to get suckered on Pete Hegseth? I saw this an hour ago. All right. It was Hegseth explaining why he called 800 generals to Quantico for a Tuesday meeting. And his explanation was sound. He said, look, the ratio of generals to fighting men in World War II was X. And the ratio now is X squared. We don't need all these generals. So I'm calling 800 in and I'm going to pink slip 30% of them in a phase one and a phase two. So that's 240 generals going out to pasture to make for a more proactive fighting force, a more lethal fighting force without all these layers of bureaucracy, all right? If small government's good for government, then small administrative layer is good for the military. And it's definitely good for education. We don't need all these layers of administrators. That's all just bogus. And it's led to nothing but terrible education numbers. So let's think shrink, all right? Think shrink. That's the whole idea here with this government. All right, so I got one more item on the tapas bar for you, and that is energy. The U.S. Department of Energy has added three words to the avoid list: climate change, green, and decarbonization. So Greta Thunberg need not apply. And AOC better stay out of that place too. All right, the tapas bar is now closed. And look, once again, I don't have any struck. No, I got one more item for the tapas bar, and this is a good one, right? This is from Breitbart, and it's A.W.R. Hawkins receives Journalist of the Year Award, right? Not on a national scale for lefties in New York City. Breitbart News 8ABR Hawkins received the Journalist of the Year Award Saturday at the Second Amendment Foundation 40th Annual Gun Rights Policy Conference in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hawkins has written over 17,400 articles during his 15-plus years at Breitbart News. He wakes up every day eager to report on the Second Amendment, and he does a great job. I've been reading him for years, okay? So what did he have to say about getting this award? Who's the editor, Alex Marlowe? He makes a comment. He says, AWR Hawkins sets the standard on gun rights and firearms reporting in this country. He's fast, accurate, comprehensive. He can write. He can talk. He can make a viral video. It's everything I'm looking for as an editor. Congrats to him. All right. And then when asked, this is what Hawkins say. He said, I didn't see it coming. Right? 17,000 articles. He's the go-to guy. He doesn't see it coming because he's totally focused on his work, not the accolades, right? Not the virtue signal. When he says, when you write for a living, you become used to typing words, expressing thoughts, etc., without much feedback. I can testify. You never think about who might be reading an article or where they might be reading it. You write one and you move on to the next one because the narrative cannot be lost and the left cannot be given a reprieve to catch its breath or regroup. Gun rights are too important to leave to chance. And trust me, they want to take it all away. And you need it now more than ever. And in the coming months, you will fully understand what I'm talking about. All right, take two. Saying take two, I'm not going to adhere to any structure here because these, you know what? The news right now, it's not that there's a lot of topics, but there's a lot of density to the topics. And it's like drinking from a fire hose. And the bulk of that volume is the left and the deep state trying to misinform and use AI to make you think, I don't know if this is true or not. I have to put a disclaimer in because I'm getting fooled. All right. So all of that is, again, the battle between good and evil. It is, if we can confuse you, if we can raise doubts so that you're never sure that what you're hearing is the truth, we can keep you off balance, and then we're going to sucker punch you. So this is the Tylenol thing, right? Bobby Kennedy, Donald Trump, they're out there saying, we think we have enough information to indicate to everybody that there is a link between the use of Tylenol by pregnant women and autism. So this is just a mix of trying to research that story and getting, I can just tell you that if you try to find information about this, you'll see a scrubbed, clean internet, thanks to the Brotherhood of Benevolent Billionaires in Silicon Valley, right? They're all in on this, control the masses, control the truth. Don't let them know the truth about anything. We want them all living under one narrative, the COVID vaccine, right? That's the premium, the zenith of all of this nonsense, which is, nonsense isn't the right word. It's absolutely lethal what these people are doing. And what did they say about COVID? Well, if you take the vaccine, then you can't spread the vaccine, you can't get COVID, and that was all a lie. And it was a lie told to your face, and it was a lie the President of the United States told to you on the same broadcast where he said, you know what, to you people who aren't taking the vaccine, our patience is wearing thin. We're nearly at the end of it because you are jeopardizing things for everyone. Yeah. I live with that nonsense, right? And I lived in New York City with that nonsense. And I had people with hazmat outfits and iPads showing up at my door where I live. It was full on Marxist, and listening to them scream and squirm under Trump is a riot to me. So Tylenol maker privately admitted evidence was getting heavy for autism risk in 2018. The pharmaceutical company behind Tylenol privately acknowledged the likelihood of an association between its drug in pregnancy and neurodevelopmental disorders like autism in children 7 years ago. Company documents obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation show, all right? So they've got this. The weight of the evidence is starting to feel heavy to me, said Rachel Weinstein, U.S. Director of Epidemiology for Janssen, the pharmaceutical arm of Johnson & Johnson, in 2018. Johnson & Johnson marketed Tylenol at the time, but in 2023, wonder why this was, spun off its consumer products division into a separate company called Kenvu. Legacy media headlines and vocal public health experts have dismissed the conclusion of Donald Trump and HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy. These are both men they want to destroy. There's Trump derangement syndrome, and now there's Kennedy derangement syndrome. And these are both former Democrats, right? And now they want to destroy these two men. So Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said that Tylenol taken in pregnancy and early infancy has driven rises in autism. But one stakeholder has for years viewed the evidence as credible enough to act upon, at least privately, and that is the makers of Tylenol. So you can't stress this enough. There is all kinds of documentation of Tylenol saying, yeah, pregnant women shouldn't be using our products. While if you go to the internet right now, start with AI, right? They always give you that first little paragraph. It's the best stuff you could ever take if you're a pregnant woman. And then all of the, you know, the Journal of American Medicine and the Academy of Obstetrics and Gynecology, all of these people are, they are full tilt TDS and saying, you can't listen to those two men, that neither one of them has a science degree, right? So here's the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology. The following is a statement from Stephen Fleischman, MD, president of ACOG. Suggestions that acetaminophen use in pregnancy causes autism are not only highly concerning to clinicians, in other words, professionals, not these political clowns, but also irresponsible when considering the harmful and confusing message they send to pregnant patients, including those who may need to rely on this beneficial medicine during pregnancy. Today's announcement by HHS is not backed by the full body of scientific evidence and dangerously simplifies the many and complex causes of neurologic challenges in children. So this is too complicated for you to figure out. You don't need to know this. You can't handle the truth. And even if the manufacturer is documenting that pregnant women shouldn't be using their products, we are the science, right? The Fauciists. We know what's going on. We're not blithering and blathering politicians, except these guys don't tell you the truth because Big Pharma's got them all by the short hairs. So he says this announcement will affect the health and well-being of millions of people without the backing of reliable data, right? And if that were the case, why would Silicon Valley be scrubbing the internet and making sure AI is like loving acetaminophen, the best stuff you could ever take, okay? Guess what this means? It means President Trump, break up these monopolies. because this is still going on as bad as it was going on in 2022. The monitoring of the truth and the penalizing of people telling the truth, it is still happening nonstop. So great on all the progress fronts, but these are major fronts, and Americans are living under this duress. And it doesn't help anybody's mental health to constantly seeing all of these professional associations, especially in medicine, and especially after they were all complicit in a genocide that is indefensible. And yet they come out with their titles and they get all the coverage on the internet, right? It's the Bill Gates Society. Let's fool everyone and trick them into cooperating and we'll kill them. So here's Johnson & Johnson. If you are treating your little one with acetaminophen, please know that there is no credible science that shows taking acetaminophen causes autism. This is what's on their site. Emails show employees of Johnson & Johnson discussing a 2018 literature review concluding that pregnant women should be cautioned against indiscriminate use of Tylenol, as well as a 2016 study that concluded that prenatal exposure to acetaminophen was associated with autism with hyperkinetic features, right? So an autistic kid that can't stop wiggling and moving around, or abnormal involuntary movement. And then the caveat, though not with autism without these symptoms. So you see how they parse it? Well, right now we can only document in two studies, 7 and 9 years ago, that exposure to acetaminophen was causing autism with kinetic features, but not autism without kinetic features. So what would you do if you're a pregnant mother? Well, unfortunately, a whole lot of reprobate pregnant women on the left wanted so desperately to get revenge on Trump, advising them about their medical choices. And this just triggers them. It triggers them, you know, where abortion's concerned, and who knows how far back the triggering starts for TDS for these women. But I just want to read to you a woman who has had her life destroyed and been vilified because she came out during COVID working in New York City. She lives in Nevada. She came to New York because there was a nursing shortage during COVID, only to find out that they were systematically killing people and everyone was silenced. And she spoke out and they did everything to try to destroy her. So here she is again, right? Her name is Nicole Sirotek. It's going to be 6 a.m. finally. For those of you who don't follow me on Twitter, I recommend that you do. I got a very frantic call at 4 a.m. in the morning from a husband whose wife is now dying of liver failure on a ventilator in an ICU because she was trying to prove that Tylenol doesn't cause autism because of what Trump said. Mind you, that's from a Harvard study. Now, whether or not you believe the Harvard study is not the issue here. The issue is that she's somewhere between 23 to 25 weeks pregnant, and she overdosed on Tylenol. She is going to die. She's not going to come off that ventilator. The guy got my phone number from somebody. Somebody gave it to him. I mean, guys, it's early in the morning. I'm still in Hello Kitty sweatpants at the gym trying to work out, and she is going to die. And then this goes on over and over again. But the reason that I'm reading that to you is that if you go on the internet and try to find that information, you will see nothing but discrediting her. And they go all the way back to this, right? They go back to COVID and they go back to their attempt to destroy her life because she was reporting on what she was seeing in New York City hospitals, where people were coming in sick, they were sent away until they couldn't breathe. Then when they came back, they were put on ventilators and given a drug that shuts down their other organs. So they basically are being killed by a Soros-backed drug. And each one of these people that dies that way makes six figures for the hospital. So administrators are getting bonus by Big Pharma. They're getting bonus by the government. The whole thing is to promote deaths by COVID to create this sense of fear. Because why? Because there were a lot of people who were saying, yeah, I don't know. This doesn't sound right to me. This is untested. And if you read the product information, it's not even a vaccine. So why is everyone pushing it so hard? Money. It's always the money. Follow the money. And our politicians were all in on this whole thing. And so was all of public health. And so was all of private medicine, because they're all controlled by Big Pharma. So what I'm saying to you now is, if you have someone pregnant in your life, I'm not saying that they can't take acetaminophen. I'm saying they better be hugely judicious about it and try to find alternatives. The medical community is not going to find an alternative. You go to the hospital, and unless you're really, really knocked out by the pain, they're just giving you Tylenol. And they'll tell you you can take up to six of them at a time. And that's not going to work for this. It's not going to work for pregnant women. And just like all the information on COVID was completely shut down, and most of you, I'm sure, have still never read a report from huge groups of doctors in Europe who are saying that this was absolutely horrible. This shot that was given to people is killing far more people now than the actual illness. So how can you trust medicine now? You definitely can't trust the press. You definitely can't trust the Brotherhood of Benevolent Billionaires. They ultimately, they want a panacea here on earth, and that doesn't include you. They're going to move you into smart cities, then they're going to pay you an allowance every month, and then they're going to increase the shot and vaccine dosage that you need until it eventually kills you. And then they have their dream. Then they're going to have the world as a garden with robots serving them, and they will live forever with AI brains. So Trump calls for the firing of Lisa Monaco. If you don't know that name, you should, because the high priest working on behalf of Satan is a gentleman we know as the Hub. That's right, Hussein Obama Barack. And this is his high priestess. And she is somebody. Well, President Donald Trump said Microsoft should immediately fire Lisa Monaco, who they hired as president of global affairs. Now, Rockin' Billy Gates, if he's your favorite guy, then you don't want to be living very long on this planet, because you're in his crosshairs. So President Trump said Microsoft should immediately fire Lisa Monaco, an executive who spent 4 years as deputy attorney general under former President Joe Biden, who was not capable of being president, but was taking all directives from the Hub. That's right. And she is the high priestess. The request appeared on Trump's Truth Social account, which has 10 million followers. I wonder why he posts there all the time. It comes one day after former FBI Director James B. too tall, Eagle Scout Comey Jr. was indicted days after Trump pushed to prosecute him. Here's what Trump says. She is a menace to U.S. national security, especially given the major contracts that Microsoft has with the United States government. And listen, we gave you that information 2 weeks ago that Microsoft had the deal to cover all of the tech communicating, the email and everything for the U.S. government and the military. And who did they give all the grunt work to? CCP agents in China. So they were getting all of our information, all of the internal information about our government and our military. And somehow that detail slipped Bill Gates's mind. It did not. It did not. That dude needs to be in jail or worse. So now Lisa Monaco is a heavyweight in Microsoft. She has access to all that information. Do you think she knows anybody who might be interested in finding out all of that information? Is highly interested. So, because of Monaco's many wrongful acts, the U.S. government recently stripped her of all security clearances, took away all her access to national security intelligence, and banned her from all federal properties. But she has access to every single damn file. Do you get it? All right. So, parts of the U.S. government used Microsoft's cloud infrastructure and productivity software. Earlier this month, Microsoft agreed to offer $3.1 billion in savings in 1 year on cloud services. Anyone wonder why Rockin' Billy Gates is so generous? Because they want access to all that data. And now if they have it, it ain't secure. How stupid do we have to be? It's unbelievable. All right, so Monaco has access to everything in the U.S. government. That's unacceptable. And this chick is treasonous and a follower and sycophant of... All right, who knows where we are in the structure? Somewhere between 4 and 5, you know, 15 minutes was passed long ago. And here we go. This is a hot one. The FBI has acknowledged it had 274 plainclothes agents in the massive crowds on January 6, 2021, more than 4.5 years after questions were first raised to Chris Wray, the director of the FBI, in front of Congress. And what did he say? I have no knowledge. I have no awareness of any FBI agent who was in the crowd. Yeah, well, I do, because I was there with a bunch of vets, okay? And the story's never been told, right? And these guys were so painfully obvious. They were wearing tech pants. They were wearing Desert Storm boots. They had little radio mics on their shirts. That all had the same sunglasses. They were running around like maniacs trying to communicate with one another all along the fence line. And the whole thing was to get everybody up to that fence, push them up against it, and then on a cue, and it was a cue from a camera platform right in front of me. I could have thrown an apple core and hit those guys. On cue, the fences came down. The cops were standing, talking to everybody through the fence, and on the cue, they turned and ran back to the Capitol line. And we're all yelling to all these people, don't go, this is a setup. It wasn't just me, it was the vets saw it. They saw all this activity going on, and there were first responders with us, and they recognized that these people weren't right. 274 of them, and they were all well-versed on Nancy Pelosi's choreography on how this was all going to go down, and they were going to basically drop it all in Trump's lap, right? that it was his coup. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. And if Chris Wray doesn't end up in jail or worse, I don't know what we're doing here. But I can still see his smug face. And sometimes he didn't even show up. Instead, he took his private jet as FBI director to take his family up to some resort in Canada. The guy's disgusting. And all these people are going to get nailed. They just fired 20 who were worshiping with Nancy Pelosi for the thug saint from the Northwest. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. All right. Take six. This is part of our ARMS, the ARMS study. This is Advanced Reprobate Mind. And this is an entire organization, okay, working in coordination as reprobates. Let's get to it. You can't even believe. So Des Moines Public Schools placed superintendent, an illegal alien fugitive from Guyana. It's the superintendent of Des Moines schools being paid over $300,000 a year. They put him on paid leave. Board chair begs public to cool down the rhetoric. Enough with the name calling. We're talking about a human being. No, we're talking about an illegal immigrant, all right, who's been arrested before. And you fools hired him to be the superintendent because your minds are broken, because you can't do a background check, because your minds can't see the information. All right, so the school board chair, Jackie Norris, is pleading with the public. The scandal rocking Des Moines, Iowa public schools has taken an even darker turn after revelations that Superintendent Dr. Ian Andre Roberts, an illegal alien fugitive from Guyana with a deportation order, was placed on paid leave following his dramatic arrest by ICE agents. ICE agents on Friday arrested Des Moines Public School Superintendent Dr. Ian Andre Roberts, an illegal alien fugitive from Guyana. They're reporting it over again. According to Fox News reporter Bill Malugin, Roberts fled from ICE agents in his car once they identified themselves, speeding away before abandoning the vehicle and attempting to escape on foot. He was ultimately found hiding in shrubbery with the assistance of an Iowa State Police canine unit. And what did they find in his car? They found a single blade hunting knife, $3,000 in cash, and there was another weapon in there too, but I can't find it here. Roberts reportedly has a prior weapons arrest dating back to 2020. Despite this, Roberts was hired as superintendent of Des Moines Public Schools in July 2023. Do you think DEI had anything to do with it? After a national search process involving an outside firm, he was granted a superintendent license by the Iowa Board of Education Examiners in the same year with an FBI criminal background check that somehow failed to flag his immigration issues. This is all political leftists looking the other way so that they can make a DEI hire. So I don't know what to say. We're just going to see more and more and more broken-minded people who are going to be making desperate choices in the service of evil. And they don't even know they're under that control. So what does that mean for us? It means for us, we have to be hyper-vigilant, hyper-observant, and hyper-compassionate because these people can't get to a clear, well-thought-out, common-sense outcome. That's not an option for them anymore. But we cannot behave as sheep, and we cannot be naive to the environment that we're in, okay? We battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of the air. Okay, so that means there's something in other realms going on at the same time we're operating down here, taking care of our bread and butter. There's going to be a lot of activity happening. There's going to be a lot of activity generated by the government. There's going to be a lot of changes in the way everything is done and how it's talked about. And as that funnel starts tightening, the folks who represent are going to become more and more frantic. And they're going to try to confuse you. They're going to try to make you doubt everything that you see. So all I can say is pray for discernment, pray for wisdom, and don't get fooled again. All right? So have a great Monday. I know I went long. This is going to be the deal now. I don't know when we're going to get to 15 minutes of news again, because there's too much happening and it's too important to know what's going on. So my apologies, mea culpa, and I hope you're back for more tomorrow, because the tapas bar will be open. And God bless you. These are amazing times that we were born into. And we're going to see things that nobody in our DNA lines would ever believe. And some of those are going to be bad, but most of them are going to be unbelievably good. So you have that to look forward to on your Monday, and let's keep it positive all the way through the week. God bless you.